¿Por qué me tienes que censurar todo? You're not my mom, Eva.
Ya estamos al aire.
I know. Yeah. But Eva is being my mom.
Alguien te tiene que poner en orden.
Pues ya, bien. Viene. Hey. Hello, everybody. We're here.
¿Puedes escucharle play, güey?
Ya, yeah. Viene.
¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó?
Oh, el password, man.
Code.
This is
música.
Flea Market Finds Halloween event. Let's go.
En Estados Unidos, viviendo lo que decidimos. Muchas veces el jefe quiso, aquí andamos. No nos vamos, no nos quieren, pero dan trabajo. De cada cheque dólares quitaron, de cada compra taxi nos cobraron. Nos acusan que al tío Sam nunca le vamos a pagar. Propaganda negativa empieza, al ilegal siempre hay que apuntar. No me vengas con esos cuentos, una imagen hombre nos pusieron. Nos llaman aliens y hasta una tarjeta verde dieron. No nos hagamos tontos. Millones de mojados hay, sin contar los que ya son legal. Mira cuánto rating dan, el dinero sobra de más. Compras discos, cirugías tendrá, abuela, prende la tele ya. Que tú quieres saber, que si soy de ilegal.
Que tú chingados crees.
Que tú quieres saber, que si estoy de ilegal. Un día más, esta vida rápido se va. Está cabrón andar de ilegal, el que no arriesga no ganará. Donde sea la migra está, ya no puedo tranquilo cagar. Solo falta que venga un pinche perro y la pierna me quiera estamear. Estoy tranquilo, decidido, si me sacan volveré el domingo. No me importa lo que diga el gringo, ya mi vida la he establecido.
Siempre me han preguntado, siempre me han preguntado, siempre me han preguntado.
¿Qué tú quieres saber? Con esta rola todos juntos preguntamos. ¿Qué tú quieres saber? Que si estoy de ilegal.
Que tú chingados crees.
¿Qué tú quieres saber? Que si estoy de ilegal.
Que tú chingados crees.
El dinero como sea saco. El gabacho dice no hay trabajo. Con el sudor en mi frente andamos. Donde quiera no la rifamos. Sin embargo contratando está. Muchas fresas por levantar. Ni las gracias nos quieren dar. Peleamos por el tío Sam.
¿Qué tú quieres saber?
Que si soy de ilegal.
Que tú chingados crees.
¿Qué tú quieres saber? Que si estoy de ilegal.
Que tú chingados crees. Que tú chingados crees. Que tú chingados crees.
Empezamos bien arriba este programa de Halloween con J.
Halloween con J.
Halloween con J y con acento en la I y con diéresis en la U.
Todos los ornamentos. Yes. All the...
This is Flea Market Finds Season 2, Episode 2.
Nice.
My name is DJ Juan Data. Yeah. And I'm dressed with a Blue Demon mask. Not Blue Demon, Blue Demon.
Blue Demon.
Por favor.
We have Pedro Lepe in the consola.
Yeah.
Dressed as the Mexican Hugh Hefner.
Yes, exactly.
Hugo Hefner.
We have Eva Vargas
dressed
as some sort of like witch.
Magician.
Wizard. Yeah.
La Bruja
Wizard.
69 or something like that.
Yeah. We have Chucho.
We have Chucho in the background.
Yeah.
Dressed as a gringo baseball fan.
Yeah. Woo!
But qué bueno que fue los Atléticos, ¿eh?
Yeah.
No sé, como que,
which, bueno, by the way, Chucho was our first guest.
Yeah. Yep. Oh,
yeah. Was he? Yeah. 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 Well, you, where were you to celebrate the first
this year? He's back. No, 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 no. Yeah. Hey, when we did season one, episode one, the guest was Pedro.
That's true. But episode two.
Oh, the guest. Right.
He used to be a guest.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
So it's good that he's coming back, you know.
Season two.
And he's bringing an actual guest. Who?
I'm very excited. I'm so excited to have you here. And
well,
you have to tell us.
Who are you? Because
who
we don't
are
know you?
What's your name?
Who are you?
My name is Juanic. I'm a local artist from Oakland. Basically, woo-hoo, do Spanish rap.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's who I am.
And tell
and people
want to
know
song.
If you're illegal.
Well, that's
what
questions
the song is
about. You never ask.
So tell us about the song. What's the title of the song? And
well, the song that we started with is basically, it's just something that every Mexican, I guess, and
every immigrant,
yeah,
in general,
has been asked.
Right.
You know, are you illegal? And I just kind of. It got stuck in my head. And
it's
I
an
decided.
Uncomfortable question.
It
to
is
ask.
Uncomfortable at times. You
to
know,
ask and to answer, both.
Yeah. That's where you're like, oh, we gotta go.
Hey, why does your ID look different?
Like, well, you've been drinking. So, you know, I decided to make a song out of it and kind of make it not in a funny way, but in a fun rhythm.
Yeah, that it's very upbeat, dance type of beat, you know. And that was produced by Kaipo from Bangdata.
Well, I'm kind of confused when we're talking about producing.
He was recording it.
He recorded it. He kind of mixed it up.
Who made the beat?
I made the beat.
You made the beat.
Yeah,
okay.
I make my beats, and I basically record them and just send them to him.
Now, what I found fascinating, because I was going to say interesting, but it's actually fascinating, is... you know, this beat is very electronic music. But your background is metal.
Yeah, I used to play. Well, I'm a musician. I consider myself as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
I know people say, "Oh, you're a rapper and all that," but I started with listening to music and learning the concept of music.
Mm-hmm. Well, can we say that you started playing?
Yeah, I started playing metal because it was the easiest way to.
The easiest way.
Yeah, because...
But metal is the most difficult music to play.
Right.
Well, it was pretty simple for me to start with, you know.
What instrument do you play?
Guitar and vocals.
Okay, that's double complicated.
Yeah, it was complicated at first, but, you know, determination, it pays off. Okay. So we...
you were here? That was here or in
that
Mexico?
Was here. That was here. And, you know, because I started when I was in high school, as I was playing soccer and doing all this other stuff, having fun, I... little by little, I started learning how to play guitar. And as time progressed, I basically ended up learning, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I just decided to start writing and creating my own music.
You had a band?
Yeah, I had a band.
What was the name?
It was called Cuervo, which is crow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the name already.
Yeah, so we started,
like,
you know.
Jose Cuervo?
Yeah, actually, I got in trouble with Jose Cuervo.
You did?
Yeah, because
no
I tried to trademark my name.
Oh,
And because they used to call me Juan Cuervo. That's my original name. So
too close.
That's a
too
great
close.
Name.
So
too close. Or
yeah.
Jose.
Juan Jose.
Jose.
If you had been Pedro Cuervo, like Pedro,
yeah,
it would have been
it's
okay.
Not as catchy. It's
how
not
about Chucho Cuervo?
Yeah. So you know, they started calling me Juan Cuervo. So I decided to trademark it and maybe in the future use that as my
nickname
or something. You know, but I went legally to do it, and I got in trouble. So I received a few letters from New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you get any tequila or any drinks at all? No?
No, they just told me if I drop the name, you know, I won't have to go to court and all that.
Wow.
They actually gave me a date to go to court in New York.
What?
So,
did it
yeah,
fight?
It's pretty crazy, isn't it? But hey, I'm not going
to
go fight those guys.
I mean,
I ain't got the
Jose
time.
Jose has nothing to do with Juan.
They're both biblical names that start with J.
Yeah.
It's true, though.
Nuts.
You're right.
Yeah.
Jesus, Juan,
this is why
Jose.
We only drink beer and
mezcal.
Their own
names that the gringos don't know how to pronounce because they don't know how to say the J sound.
J. Jesus. What's Jesus?
They say
Josie?
Juan, you know.
Juan. They usually sounds like one, right? Like
yeah,
one.
Because they don't
one.
Know how to pronounce
like
the J.
One.
Yeah, one. Hey, one.
Yeah. I hate that.
Hey.
Jose. Yeah, that's why they come out with that that joke.
Yeah, the one-on-one,
yeah,
which
on
is
one.
A little stupid because
like,
Spanish doesn't make any sense. No. You know, it's only gringos get it. You know.
Yeah.
So how do you get your Quantic name?
Well, I started my son, he, mm-hmm. His name is Quan, and I.
Quan, like a Hawaiian name?
No, it's well, my name is Juan.
Yeah.
Juan. So I decided to use a K instead of a J.
Okay.
I have always felt.
You got creative.
I got creative. I have always felt that the letter K is pretty strong, and I just like the name, and I started calling my kid Quani. You know, so.
All right.
That's where my name came from.
Oh, that's so great.
K is a, I love, it's a good vitamin too, isn't it? K vitamin too?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too.
K. Right, yeah.
Vitamin from.
Special K.
You know that totally. Vitamin from beans, pedos. You know,
yeah, that's, yeah, that's it.
That's vitamin T, though. Oh, well, I don't know. I have no idea. Well, that's what they call in Mexico, vitamin T, tacos, tortillas, tamales, tortas.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
See, all Mexican food starts with T.
I don't think so.
No.
Well, you already did say that. Tacos, tamales,
well, yeah, a lot of
tortas.
Them, but not all of it. Chiles en nogada.
But there's a T between that. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of Nahual or something.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's so great to have you. And it's so great also to have Chucho here, because you guys have a couple of adventures there.
Chucho makes your videos. But
your videos.
We should. Whoa, what is that?
Pedro, turn off your porn.
Pedro plays some porn music in the background.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm busy
he's
over here.
He's in the character.
I'm sorry about that.
Today, Pedro is like the host of a swingers party.
Yeah.
The way he's dressed, he's like...
I'm busy over here, you know. You guys carry on. It's okay. I'm going downstairs.
Juan, do you have more music?
El Hugh Hefner del Subdesarrollo.
Let's hear more. Let's hear more from you.
Yeah, well, this song is it's called Me Vale Madre. And,
okay, I hope it's not a cover of Man Ass.
Oh, no,
it's
no.
It's a hip-hop metallic version.
Is that the one they play on every... Well, that's the same one, huh?
Okay. Es que
hey, all your songs sound the same.
Le Vale Madre, ¿qué? It sounds the same, what?
I made 10 songs with the same beat. I'm better than Manu Chao, motherfuckers.
Me Vale Madre.
Me
Vale Madre, it's okay, man. Already?
Did you get it?
No, I don't know. Well, this is called Aquí Estoy.
Yay, aquí estoy. Aquí está. Yeah. Aquí está Juan.
And here he is.
Llegando a un mundo nuevo
cuando llegué a sus barrios. No me digas nada, en mis zapatos no podrías cargar con tantas miradas. Tengo mi dinero, no la hagan de pedo. Tengo las ganas de ganar mucho más dinero. De ya que estoy, ya estoy, ya estoy. No me voy, no me voy, no me voy. Tengo camaradas y unen y hacen el paro. A la hora de madrazos si unen también para vos. Ya que estoy, ya que estoy, ya que estoy. No me voy, no me voy, no me voy. Tengo mi dinero, no la hagan de pedo. Tengo las ganas de ganar mucho más dinero. Ya que estoy, ya que estoy, ya que estoy. No me voy, no me voy, no me voy. Tengo camaradas y unen y hacen el paro. A la hora de madrazos si unen también para vos. Ya que estoy, ya que estoy, ya que estoy.
And we're listening to Aquí Estoy without the E. It's Estoy. And right. Aquí with
it was not
K.
Me vale madre.
No, no.
That's not. No. I was getting so much joy out of that title. Not the Aquí Estoy.
And the room starts smelling like Gusano Rojo mezcal.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
There's been a lot of mezcal. And usually, Negra Modelo is kind of like our sponsor, like our de facto sponsor here in Flea Market Finds. Today, we have also Gusano Rojo tequila. No, mezcal, sorry. Sorry. I almost made a mistake.
No, you made a mistake.
I was still thinking of Jose Cuervo that we were talking about. I was still thinking of tequila, you know. But.
Well, even Juan was thinking about Jose Cuervo. I offered him mezcal, and he's like, is this Jose Cuervo?
Yeah.
I was like, no.
We were talking.
You're fine. But okay, so you guys, Pedro.
What?
Pedro, I'm telling you, people. I'm telling you, Pedro.
What?
It's such a
it's a
character. Well, he's a sex symbol too, but but he's a fixture. How do you say a fixture? He's like a character
fixture.
Of the mission.
What?
Everybody knows him. So Juan Quanic comes in today to our production studios.
Yeah. Brought by Chucho.
And Pedro and him are all like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, we go way back, man.
They knew each other from high school.
Yeah, we go way back. Yeah, we do.
You guys exchange glances, and it's like something happened. Something happened.
Like I think they share a girlfriend at one point.
There's something that happened.
Oh, remember that? Yeah, remember that.
Look at the way they look at each other.
Hermanitos de baba.
Ooh.
I'm not gonna go
there. Wow. Okay, I never heard of it before.
It's so gross.
I know.
It's just really. Is everybody like that in a?
De leche, no?
De leche, yeah. That's the next step.
Yeah.
But I say the baba because they were young. They were high school, so hermanos de baba.
Damn.
I'm sorry about that.
It's all good, right? Hey, it was good times. It was good times, right?
No, it was. Actually,
it was really good times, yeah.
No, because of Pedro, that was like the first time I have ever saw someone recording. So that was like, for me, like a whole new world.
Really?
Yeah, it was, man.
Oh, man.
So Pedro was tu primera vez. Yeah.
That was my first.
Like Eva was saying earlier, Pedro is kind of el padrino of the
padrino.
Bay Area.
Hey, that's true, man. Hey.
He's also like the first DJ I saw in the Bay Area who was playing Latin music and didn't suck.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Take that as a compliment.
Because for many years, I wanted to be a DJ, you know, and every time I went to a Latin party, it was horrible. It was horrible. Until I once went to South Mission and I saw Pedro playing there, and I was like, I could play here. I'm like, I feel this guy, you know.
And he did feel me. He came over and felt me all over, and I was like, wait a second. He's like, can I? Sure. Yeah.
Can I feel you up?
can I feel you up?
The one thing I remember about Pedro, I have been here for 3 months.
More or less. No.
And that's when we met.
This episode, by the way, it's all about kissing Pedro's ass.
It's all about...
It's
Pedro's first time.
It's because I'm showing my chest.
It turns out that Pedro is the first time for all of us. I want to hear yours, Chucho, but let me finish mine. Pedro was the first time that I really got really, 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 really drunk.
I remember you were drunk.
Bay Area.
You were drunk.
It was with Pedro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had not met anyone. Like, you know, I hang out with people and whatnot, but we would be like, oh, just a glass of wine. And that was it.
Yeah.
But that night, there was copious amounts of alcohol.
Yep.
And we were drinking a lot. And I remember that I saw him and I told him, You look exactly like Ricky Luis.
Like, who the fuck is
Ricky? And I think in this room, only Chucho knows who Ricky Luis is.
See, he's laughing.
Because
so
Pedro
like,
has no idea who Ricky Luis is.
I don't know.
I kept saying, it's a very local Mexican joke. It's a guy from Monterrey that had a song called El Pantalón or something like that.
I have no idea.
The song went like, Tengo un mes con el mismo pantalón. Yeah. That was the song. And I kept saying,
you're going to have to Google that.
Pedro, you look like Ricky Luis. And all night long.
Can we YouTube that?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
That's my story. But how about you, Chucho?
Chucho, how do you met Pedro?
It really similar pretty much from like Eva's or Juan. I had just 1 month like living in the Bay a long time ago. And I went to the El Balazo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was chilling with, I think, Jolis and someone else, I think.
Vergara?
Oh, Edgar, yeah, it was Edgar. Yeah,
yeah,
that's true, it was Edgar.
Yeah.
All right. Also known as DJ Ek.
DJ Ek,
yeah. That's the way I met him.
Saludos, DJ Ek. We miss you.
Yeah, they were like playing like in the after hours, and that's the way I met them.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, we can.
That's where we all meet.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, one thing, going back to that infamous place, you know.
Yeah. We always go back there.
Underground place, you know, I mean, it was. I don't know if you, Kwanek, you've been there before, but, you know, the Balazo.
El Balazo.
Submission.
Submission after hours sort of thing, you know.
Submission, but those that knew the place.
Yeah, I saw the La Plebe.
It will always be the Balazo.
It'll always be Balazo. I know it's Submission now. But, I mean, it's been legendary for so many years. We're talking. Yeah. We're talking about 15, I don't know how many years it's been around. They moved on point. They used to be on Mission 24th. And it's always been a community.
That was
the
first time I went there was on Mission 24th. It was on the first floor.
Yes, yeah.
I went there to a punk wedding. Oh, it was Chucho's wedding. Not yours, but
the other Chucho.
Yeah, I know. Did you were there?
Yeah, I was there.
What the? Wait, did I know you then? I don't think I did.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I think
this.
That was before we officially
Holy
met.
Jesus. Yeah, no, I was there.
But Isel was DJing and it was all punk music.
Yeah, I was there too.
I was there.
I didn't know you. Man, I'm telling you, But anyway,
Anyway, what I wanted to tell is that, like, today I'm wearing this Blue Demon mask, which the first time I wore it was there at
there
Palazzo. and that's where, like, people used to recognize me, like the DJ with the Mexican wrestling mask. And I started wearing them at Palazzo. I mean, I think actually the first time I wore the Mexican wrestling mask DJing was at Skylark when I used to do my Mestiza parties back in 2007.
With all the strippers, yeah.
No, there were no strippers at that point. No, it was a Skylark, you know, on 16th
Street. Yes, I'm saying. You know.
I used to do their Sunday nights, and one time I only wore a Mexican wrestling mask as a joke. But after that, I was like, oh, I'm going to start doing this at Balazo. It makes a lot more sense.
Yeah,
and I started wearing it at Balazo, and it became kind of like people started recognizing me and associating me with the mask, and it became kind of like my persona, and it was great because like people didn't see my face and they didn't know who I was, so like it created kind of like a distance between the crowd and the DJ, which worked perfectly because if they see your face and they see like I have a very like nice guy face, I don't look like a badass, you know. And so people were like...
That's not true.
It's true.
He looks like a badass, right?
I wish, but I know.
Yes, you do.
Especially
when you wake up in the morning, you look like a badass.
I look like a pussy, basically.
He doesn't look like a badass.
Well, that's why I like you.
He does look like an asshole.
I do. But I am an asshole. I am an asshole. But the problem is like when people see you DJing...
You know who was an asshole?
Who?
Picasso was an asshole. You know that song? You know that song? There is a song.
I don't know that song.
Dale.
There's a song. It's called Picasso was an asshole. Picasso was an asshole. There's a song called that.
No, but what it's true, man. What I wanted to say is like when people see you DJing and they see that, this guy looks nice.
So no judging.
They come and
they
start bothering you like
no
crazy.
Judging,
you know, they start annoying you with requests and like they want to hang out with you.
Merenguito.
They want to hang out with you. They want to hang out with you in the DJ booth because, oh man, I'm hanging out with the DJ and they think they're cool because they're hanging out with you. So like,
but that's what you did to me, though. That's
No,
I'm joking.
The moment I put on the mask,
that
creates a distance because people are like, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know if I can approach him, you know. Yeah, so nobody would come and talk to me, and I was like, finally, I can DJ and like just worry about my mixing and.
I know what you're saying, because at that moment you become a character for them. You become someone.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a TV show. You know, you watch someone and you're like, oh, and then you meet them in person, and then that character goes away. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. I know what you're saying.
For a while it worked until people start figuring out that that's Juan Data, you know. Yeah. That's the same pussy ass guy or whatever.
Yeah, that's why you don't take that mask even though you go to the bathroom, man.
And that's what the wrestlers do. It's a disgrace that you lose the mask. You have to wear it at all times.
Yeah, but I always.
So once you get the mask, you have to accept the responsibility.
I always been fascinated with like Mexican wrestling, like the whole like.
I
never seen Mexican wrestling like, but I love the 70s movies, you know, the exploitation 70s movies that they did with Blue Demon and El Santo, and the aesthetics of those movies. That for me is fascinating, you know, and I always watch those movies, and I laugh my ass off because they're like so ridiculously over the top crazy, but
it's great. So as the unofficial moderator of this podcast, It's time for more music.
Unofficial moderator.
It's time for more music. And then we're going to go back to Quanic.
Yeah,
after we kind of like...
We're talking too much about us.
Of course. And he's just here sitting and smiling, and it's so great.
He's a very good guest because we're all... I mean, we're going back.
And we're signing
about,
this mezcal
we're
bottle.
We're talking about going back. That's what we're
what
doing,
What are
right?
we listening so, to next?
Yeah.
This is actually Me Vale Madre, so...
Oh, right. Yeah.
¡Échale, vampiro!
Oh, no.
No!
Madréatelo, güey, madréatelo.
Madre, la neta me vale madre. Me vale madre. mala.
Y a mí me pinche vale madre la wea esta. Por eso estamos tomando aquí puro mezcal y con toda la banda.
¿Qué pasó ahora?
Lo siento, mexicana, es pésimo. Es
pésimo. Yeah, dude, that was horrible. This is Mexican accent right there. Yeah.
Whoa! ¡Échale, vampiro!
It's okay, it's okay. Hey, you know.
¿A veces es tuyo? Okay.
That was a good song. Porque, ¿sabes qué? Me vale madre, güey.
Me vale madre.
Vale.
Y la verdad, el pedo es estábamos que, todos yeah. distraídos con el mezcal y ya no preguntamos bien por qué te vale madre, güey. Sorry.
Cuéntanos un poco de... Tell us a little bit about your biography. Like, where were you born and where you grew up and all that stuff.
Well, I was born in Ensenada, Baja California, mm-hmm. just across the border.
What age did you immigrate to the United States?
I immigrated to the United States when I was 11. I turned 12 here.
Your parents brought you?
My parents brought me here, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was not my decision. Mm-hmm. I didn't really want to come over here.
Why do we go there?
But yeah,
it's an interesting story.
Why? No, it is. I mean,
okay, so you got here. Yeah. Okay, and then what happened?
Basically, we were...
It's a very different story, the one of the people that come here by their own volition, like myself or right. you, from the people that were brought as kids, you know, and they, okay, and okay. they didn't yeah. have it, you know.
Well, I didn't have the greatest experience when I got here. I came straight an American community.
Uh-huh.
And there were at least two...
In the Bay Area? You
no,
came straight
it was
to the
in
Bay Area?
It was in West Covina.
Oh, my God. I used to live in West Covina, yeah. too.
So when I got there, I went to...
I hated it, though.
Yeah.
It's the most horrible place to live at. It's so depressing, man.
It is.
For so real.
Yeah, it is.
It's depressing. There's nothing going on there.
What is West Covina?
It's like the suburbs, like 40 minutes out of L.A. on the 10 freeway, like going to San Bernardino. There's nothing there. Nothing at all. And I lived there for like 2 years. That my first 2 years in the United States, it was the most depressing time.
Oh, really? So we got that in common.
But it was a lot later. I came as an adult. I was 24 when I came here. And I ended up living in West Covina because of the employer, my magazine that I was working for. They had their offices there.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't have a car, so I had to live near their office because I couldn't drive. So like I ended up finding a place in West Covina. And I was like horrible. I hated it.
But back to you, Quenny.
Back to you.
So you got there.
Yeah.
And what's the population there? Is there a Mexican community? Or?
Well, at that time, I
used to be a very gringo neighborhood. Like yeah, nowadays, it's mostly all Mexican.
When I got there, that was actually the time there was all, you know,
so
Americans.
So can we say like mid-80s or something like
no,
that?
No, that 90s? Was back in 92, 91.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were there for...
I cannot really read your age. You look...
Look like
ageless.
They actually they thought I was a teacher in school. So
why?
Yeah, I have no idea.
What?
I used to go with it. I would be like, all right, go to your seat, you know. And I used to believe.
Are you serious? Really?
I'm serious.
Holy man! You know? Wow.
I'm gonna go for a coffee
know.
Break.
Yeah, I know. You know, make up your own grades. You know, like
really. You know? No, so I got there and I did not have the greatest experience. I had a lot of. You know, young kids calling me a wetbag and all this. Mm-hmm. Well, Beaner, that was not even that popular. Mm-hmm. That was later on in the years.
It's actually
but at,
not
that, at that time, it was more like wetbag, you know, and all that stuff. That was the greatest word for them.
Oh,
so I used to be called that like majority of the time. And
every day.
Oh, man, sucks.
Yeah, at first, I didn't know what the hell it was, you know, and then later on, I kind of mm-hmm. realized it was an insult or something, you know. Mm-hmm. So that kind of created a little bit of discomfort on me and...
Resentment, I guess.
Yeah, I'm obviously,
yeah.
with my music, but
but yeah, it kind of like build on your onto
yeah,
your personality.
It did, and it actually gave me a little bit of a push to you know like to maybe prove something in the future, yeah. you know,
and tell them so what.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I
like,
am that.
Me vale
so
madre,
what?
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So,
yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, so that's basically what it was, and then after that, I did not finish the year. I ended up going to somewhere else, another mm-hmm. school. My dad at that time, he was just jumping job to job. I never really finished any year, or mm-hmm. I was all over the place, and I felt like I was not learning anything at that time, and then. Until we moved to the Bay Area, and I decided to just stay here, you know, mm-hmm. even though my dad wanted to move back to L.A.
You like it better here?
Yeah, it's a lot better, man, you know.
Everybody likes it better here.
Yeah, it's great.
Which is like a
there's no going back. If you move from LA to the Bay Area. Yeah.
It's kind of it's a little bit of an irony though, because you know, the Mexican population is bigger in LA or in the LA area, but you know, I guess the attitude
but here,
is
people
completely
are nicer.
Different
well,
here.
Yeah, it
people
is.
People are nicer here.
Right.
Wouldn't you say that?
Well, to be honest with you, I wasn't really too friendly with a lot of people. I barely had any friends. I might have here and there.
Yeah, man, I met you,
a few
man.
People.
I met you.
No, we were friends
no,
with Pedro.
No, but I'm talking about, you know.
No, 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 no,
I'm not messing with you. I'm messing with you.
If you're friends with Pedro, you're friends with
yeah. Yeah, if you're friends with Pedro,
that's
you're
all, you need,
all set.
Yeah,
yeah
no, you're set, man.
Yeah,
and that's what happened. He met you and that
changed
his life.
That was it, man. That was the new
Yeah, we actually met when I was in high school here in the Bay Area. I had a friend that his sister was
It was
singing.
A momento people.
Yeah.
And that was actually one of the first times that I actually got into the music. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say business, but environment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, it was one of those days that you kind of get that idea, like, oh, if I get this, I get that, I
yeah,
might start making
works.
Music.
Yeah.
And it worked, you know?
Plus, back then, I mean, I just want to go musically. Back then, it was so, like, basic, you know?
Yeah.
Remember, you came to me. I had the tiniest room in the world. It was so tiny. But I had a little tiny little 4-track or something. Non-digital, no computers, nothing, you know? It was just a
cassette.
Little cassette, yeah. A 4-track cassette thing. And
oh,
and
wow.
Oh, yeah.
I actually bought me one of those, man.
Yeah, of
I
course.
Did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, exactly. And that was it. There was nothing. There was no computers in that thing. You know, it was just a little cassette thing, 4-track, and then people just having fun, right? Remember, you came over, and then Laura, hello, Laura, or I think she's in San Diego now. Came over and we just had this thing. We had this beat. We had
this Laura.
You know,
they keep mentioning. Yeah, she must be really hot. I can imagine. Yeah.
Actually,
they keep going.
I don't know about that, but I know that she has a great voice.
She does have a great voice.
She does. And you know what I was? Yeah. What I'm gonna try to do? I'm gonna try to get that song. I know I have that cassette somewhere in there, man. So I'm gonna find that. That's gonna be my mission.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna find that.
Turn
and I'm
it into
gonna,
an MP3.
Yeah. Exactly.
Put it on SoundCloud.
Yeah. No, because I was thinking of maybe grabbing the chorus on that, you know. And obviously, you're gonna have royalty on that too, man.
I'm in.
You know, and because the chorus, I thought it was really good. You know, entre la vida y la muerte.
Entre la muerte, I know.
Yeah.
I know,
so
I know.
It was sample. It was a really good. Song, man.
It was kind of a hip hop. Thing with the song on top, you know, and it was we're going back. I mean, well, I still have this machine here. This is the you know the Akai thing. This is the samples I was using back then, and I was taking like old mariachi like samples and just messing with them, and you know, it kind of worked. You know, it was kind of dark. It was a very dark kind of a project, but you know,
that's what I liked about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you always write your lyrics in Spanish, or you try doing it in English too?
That's a great question.
Well,
good question.
Yeah, it is a good question. I feel that when you write, especially me, that's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
When I do rap, I have to write something that I know and that I feel. Mm-hmm. I have tried to write in English. It is not my thing, even though I might say some truthful things.
You don't feel comfortable
really
with the language?
I don't really feel like that's my part of my history, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's my
that's actually very important, you know, because it is part of, like you're saying part of your history, you know.
Yeah, but it's not for me to express myself in English, you know. Myself,
but you live most of your life in the United States.
Yeah, I have, but my message is more for those people actually that are here and they're coming in, you know, and they're still coming in. Mm-hmm. And so
who are not assimilated.
Yeah, because bottom line, I just want people to feel proud of who they are, not to feel ashamed.
Regardless of the legal status.
Exactly, because I have felt like that for many, many years. Yeah. And I got to the point where I was just like, me vale madre, you know, like, I don't care. And I have to...
Salud por eso.
Cheers for
that. Yeah, man. Saludita. Saludita.
I already ran out, but hey.
¿Qué pasó?
That was great. Everyone cried.
Claro. We all agree.
Everybody's almost crying.
You know, we all agree because we all gone through that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
so, you know.
Hey, we all were illegal at one point.
Exactly. And we're all here. but it's true, though. I mean, I can say personally, we all, you know, identify with that. We definitely identify with that.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, we all went through that. So it's a good message, you know. It's a very good message. So,
yeah, I try to make it fun. I try to make it interesting.
Yeah.
You know, smart, being smart when I write my lyrics.
Yeah.
That way people, when they listen to it, they actually you know, feel connected with someone, you know?
Yeah.
That's so great. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
No. Where's the fire?
You know. So no, mariachi.
Since we have, we have Chucho here who directed one or two of your videos.
Two.
And yeah, the upcoming videos too.
Tell us, how do you hook up with him? And how did that happen?
And you know, I love this story, the story of the video, because your video actually is very popular in Mexico.
With the panda?
Yeah. Well, the panda, that's the second video.
Let's hear Chucho.
Chucho.
Well, so far we shot two videos. Like the second one, the song that you heard, is on post-production. I'm doing the editing. But on the first one, we shot it like a year ago or something.
Yeah,
like
it's been a year now.
And one of the things, hopefully you have the song.
That's
right
the one where they shoot in the tunnel that goes
exactly,
to Alameda.
Yeah, that one. And one funny thing, like I went through is like one day I was like chatting with one of my nephews back in Mexico. And the last time I saw him, he was probably like 3 or 4 years, 4 years old. Mm-hmm. So
how old is he now?
Probably like right now, I'm not gonna say it. Like I'm he's like.
Oh, come on.
Well,
he's a teenager now.
Yeah. Probably he's 15, 16, something.
Okay.
And he asked me, "Hey, uncle, what are you doing in the U.S.?" Like, "Oh, I do this, I do videos, blah blah blah." So he asked me for something to like show him, right? So I sent him this link from my video. I think at that time it was the last video that I shot. It was Quanix video.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me like, no.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, like I saw it like so popular here in my my middle school.
Wow.
Like, you are lying to me, uncle. Like, you didn't do this. Like, yeah, I did it. Like, look, my name is right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't believe me. And actually, like, I showed him like my name was there, right? Because I did the post-production. And he was like so happy, like, "Oh, I'm going to tell all my friends, like you're my uncle, and you shot the video because it's so fucking popular down in."
I want you to be my uncle.
So Christmas is coming.
Tio Chucho.
Tio Chucho.
And so far, like
from now on, we're gonna call you Tio Chucho.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Cool. Let me continue.
Well, so far the video went viral and it had like 2,600,000 views.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you making any money from advertisement from there?
Well, you do make money, but you know, not to go on vacation.
You can't go to Hawaii.
But you know, one of the things that I decided to do is just give it away for free, you know, and that actually helps a lot by promoting, you know.
Right.
I have read books and been doing my research on how to promote myself independently, and it's been working, you know. It takes a lot of time, but I guess if you try to do it, you will be
And
able
actually,
to do it.
He was like number one, like, a year ago in Revernation in the Bay Area, over pretty much everyone.
Wow.
Which is like top one, like in all genres, it's really hard to.
Wow.
He was like a lot of fans from MySpace. So.
Yeah, I had MySpace. I had like 25,000 friends at that time.
Yeah.
And then everybody changed to Facebook and all that.
Right, of course.
So,
the migration.
Know, yeah, exactly. And at that time, I had demos and all that. Yeah.
So you had to migrate again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but. You know, it worked out. You know, it's working out.
So my question would be right now, you've been in two different scenes. You've been in the metal scene.
Yeah.
And now is this hip-hop scene. Like, how is that?
Well, when I started making metal music,
You had long hair.
Yeah, I had.
You did?
Yeah, that was back in high school.
But of course, it's a requirement, right?
Yeah, but see, the whole thing is everything I do, I visualize it first. I visualize myself playing guitar and playing metal and all that. And I remember I told my friends when I was in high school, "Hey, you want to start a band? You want to do this and that? You'll play bass. I'll do this and that." They were like, whatever, right? Years later, they were there watching me opening up for Transmet and all these Mexican bands in LA, you know?
Yeah.
Now, stuff like that, it's great for me, you know? It made me feel like, okay, I can do what I say, you know? Mm-hmm. So when I started making metal, I have always liked rap, so I kind of mixed it up, you know, metal with rap. So a lot of people that like hip hop used to like my metal, even though they didn't like metal.
Okay.
Now I got those guys as a followers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, when I decided to change, actually put a stop to it because there was no money involved on that whatsoever, because it was already dying and is dying.
Right.
To be honest, so I decided to jump into rap. So it's not like I jumped right away. I started, you know, doing my research.
It was progressive.
Exactly. Learning this, learning that. And I started with, you know, weak songs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And something that happened was that when I started writing my rap, people that actually like metal started liking my hip hop. Because they felt kind of like different, you know. They felt like, I don't know how to explain that, but they saw something there, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, to me, both of them are very foreign. I'm like pop, but
because you're like,
yeah,
Nana.
So it's super like fresa. No. Super fresa.
Niña fresa.
Niña fresa.
Not tan fresa.
No, es que tú eres una florecita rockera.
Yo soy una florecita rockera, exactamente.
Yeah.
Pero, pero al mismo tiempo siento que son escenas completamente diferentes, ¿no?
But they all have in common the macho energy and the testosterone thing, you know.
Yeah, they got.
They're
some.
Both like
and the rebel thing more than anything. Yeah, than rebel thing. The more like,
to me,
you know,
it must be like mostly the underground thing because metal in Mexico until, you know, still. Well, back in my day, was very, very underground.
Yeah.
You didn't really... It was never mainstream.
Yeah.
Rarely.
Well, it's all part
unless
of
you were, like, you know, a foreign, like, German band.
Iron Maiden.
And we, to be honest with you, we were unique when it came to that because we opened up for these Mexican bands, right?
Right.
And for some reason, they always stay with that style, you know. They don't change, they don't evolve.
Yeah,
it's so it's a very like,
and that's what I like. Yeah. That's what I like about you, because you know the first song we played is like you said, it was more electronic, except but you're rapping into it, you know, and that's like, you know, really cross pollination, you know, which I love that, you know.
Yeah.
You keep moving, you keep moving ahead, you know.
Pedro is a lover.
Listen. Huh?
Pedro is a lover.
Well, but Chicho and I were sort of like thinking about this whole thing. And we were thinking that musically it has had some sort of influence into your hip-hop, like, in a way. Because, as we were saying earlier, metal is, like, the most difficult genre.
I mean, in many ways.
I mean, there's definitely a side of metal music that it's all about, like, the virtuoso playing, showing off, you know, like... And then there's, like, the thrash metal, which is basically more...
Yeah.
But, you know, like...
I like how you're putting those together.
I totally get it.
This is working well. This is working well.
Like,
you know, it's just,
it is kind of like that. There's a balance in between the virtuoso kind of like show off that wants to like show his skills on the guitar, you know, like playing like, you know, like six strings bass and stuff like that, you know, like, and then there's the whole like macho orthodox energy of like, oh, we're it's like all this power, testosterone, macho thing, you
we
know?
Like testosterone, yeah.
So like metal is kind of like in between those two extremes, and I love it because I always been fascinated with metal. Like I never been a heavy metal fan or but I used to go to all the heavy metal shows. I used to go see Sepultura and all those bands.
I've seen those guys,
because of like I always was fascinated with the whole scene and the whole like mysticism around it, you know.
Chucho?
Oh,
that's me.
Yeah.
So one of the things about, I think, the metal, like when you're a kid, it's not like these days. Like you have to play something, like some instrument, even the drums, bass, guitar, whatever.
You can't
have to
fake
play
it.
Something. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can fake.
Right now, one of the things today for me, even like I like produce a lot of music videos of hip hop and whatever, you can see the difference who is like, who has a background like of real a musician and goes to hip hop, or they just start to like do the lyrics like over the beat, and they don't have any like background music or musical background, right?
Yeah.
So one of the things I really like is in the way I grew up, it was with the rock, like metal, like ska, that thing, like something you have to play if you want to be in that circle, right?
You need to know.
Exactly. You have to at least get the base of the music, like, you know, to play something.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I like from Kwani, because, like, even though, like, when he's, like, rapping on the beat, like, you can hear, like, he's rapping on time, which is sometimes for some
tempo.
Rappers, they don't basically care. Mm-hmm. You know, they do the thing that they feel, but they don't have that background, musical background to, like, follow that pattern, you know, like, that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I enjoy to work with Quantic.
Cool.
Thanks, man.
Tears again.
Aww. No, and you know.
Así, así como que tú nos hemos besuqueado los culos mutuamente.
I know. We need a little more fighting here. This is a lot of ass kissing.
You don't get away.
Is that alcohol talking or what?
No, ¿sabes qué? ¿Sabes qué?
Let's start doing some trash talking.
No, esperen. Es el mezcal. El mezcal. El
gusano rojo. Gusano rojo.
El mezcal.
It's working.
El vodka te hace así como que, bailar. Pero el mezcal te hace así como que, es como ecstasy. Es como que, oh, I love you.
But they know, we go back here.
You want to hug and cuddle with mezcal. Makes you want to cuddle.
But you know, we talked about this before, and I think you're part of that new generation of how, like, in my age or back in the day, you know, like metal people and hip hop people and reggae people, we're all separate. You know, you didn't mix each other. You were like maybe you say what's up, man. Maybe if you're like in the classroom, we talk about high school and that, you know, that mm-hmm. age. You know, but it used to be so segregated. It was like you were either you had to pick. You couldn't listen to metal and be. Hang out with the reggae guys. They were like, "What the fuck is wrong with you, man?" What, you
know? It was like right? when you go to jail and if you're Mexican, you have to go to Mexican.
Exactly.
If
yeah.
If you're white, you have to
of
go
course.
With the Aryans.
I know.
I didn't study high school here, but I heard that it's pretty much like Yale. So.
Yeah. But well,
in jail, if you're Mexican, you have to be separate between like if you are Norteño, Sureño, and Paisa.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I guess even more like.
Metalero.
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding.
But what I say is like if you're a white guy, they send you with the Aryan supremacist. If you're a black guy, you know, they send you with the whatever. The
no, man. When I went to high school, it was used to be that way. It used to be like nobody mixed up. It was only like the you listen to metal. Okay, you were one group. If you listen to reggae, you were one group. You listen to hip hop, punk rockers, the. Everything, man. Even the bookies people, you know, they were different, right? They were another group. But then, you know, and then the 90s, which, you know, you bring it out about, you know.
They start merging,
you know. Like you say, your fans were listening to metal, and then, like, they came with you to the hip-hop. They're like, you know what, it's cool.
But that was
you know?
Happening during the 90s with, like, Rage Against the Machine
right.
and Fight No
I don't know. Let me interject here.
Like, Anthrax playing with Public Enemy and
exactly.
all that was happening
yeah.
during the 90s.
And then it started happening. Like, let's, you know, let's just jump over.
But
so
like,
it's cool.
What do you think, Quanic?
Right,
do you agree with this?
What do you think?
Well, yeah, that was the time that, you know, Rage Against the Machine and all that. It was more like revolution stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I remember listening to Molotov, you know, that was a big impact for me.
Yeah.
That was like the first band that actually felt like wow, these guys can say anything they want and they don't give a damn, you know.
Yeah.
Right. And I really thought it was pretty cool, you know, and I started following them, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was... Yeah, I mean, it was great, you know. They said things that nobody said, you know, and that was just great for me, you know.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, it's time for more music. A lot of talking.
Music.
We've been talking a lot. People are falling asleep.
No.
Wake up.
You're falling asleep. I'm not falling
wake
asleep.
Wake up, people.
Man.
I know they're listening. They're listening to us.
We got mezcal here, man.
Ya se me está resbalando la lengua.
Thank you.
Nos están escuchando en el trabajo y están así como que no.
No, hey people, get back to work.
What are we going to listen now?
Well, this is called Como la ves.
Como la ves.
Ooh.
Como la ves.
Parecí como pues viene, Cucuy, ya, viene, qué pedo.
Viene.
Qué pedo, güey.
Y cuando están manejando su casa.
Hable como me.
Otro día más, empieza la tormenta, el mejicle se levanta con la mano en la herramienta, manejando todos los días, a ver si tengo suerte que no me pare un policía. Estos culeros siempre están cargando el palo, no más porque ven un mexicano manejando. Me vale madre si me paran los caballos, en toda la bahía siempre ando manejando. Nadie puede estar cagando el palo. Desde Oakland, Califa, siempre representando, sobreviviendo. Sin manos en el lago, no la hagan de pedo. El México le ha llegado, paisano. Como la ves, 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 tú bien sabes quién es. Otro bocado ha cruzado la frontera otra vez. Desde la nada hasta Califa, en la sombra estaré. Y si me buscan estos perros, les daré de comer. Como la ves, 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 tú bien sabes quién es. Otro bocado ha cruzado la frontera otra vez. Desde la nada hasta Califa, en la sombra estaré. Y si me buscan estos perros, les daré de comer. Como la ves,
las heridas, las espinas repentinas. Opción ha crecido cuando en las calles llega la migra. Caminando entre las calles que pensamos eran seguras, pero ahora no podremos estar caminando entre basura. Cuando escuchas culero la cotorra es que llega la migra, pero no es un pinche chiste cuando el temor existe en vida. Mexicanos, americanos, centroamericanos arreglados nunca podrán entender por lo que pasa un mojado. Deje que tu vino y le pondré una putiza. No somos tan unidos y este México le respalda deprisa. Tripeado de la vida, el encargado en mis manos. Trabajar y morir nunca siempre será para el mejor. Cada vez, ves, ves, tú bien sabes quién es. Otro mojado ha cruzado la frontera otra vez. Desde la nada hasta Calipas en la sombra estaré. Y si me buscan estos perros les daré de comer. Como la ves, 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 tú bien sabes quién es. Otro mojado ha cruzado la frontera otra vez. Desde la nada hasta Calipas en la sombra estaré. Y si me buscan estos perros les daré de comer. Como la ves. Hemos vivido en estas tierras, son ajenas, pero a nadie le interesa. Siempre andamos donde quiera. El México está llegando. Pasó. Fuera tan fácil, pero cada uno le batalló. Hemos sufrido por tanto tiempo nuestras tierras. Ahora poco a poco quieren que ella es culera. Y no saben quién yo soy, si yo voy o me voy. Nadie sabe quién llegó, ese chingo del cual llegó. Estoy esperando una tormenta, que nadie se me acerque. Me han corrido del trabajo por mi mica chueca. Y ahora estoy adolorido, ya no hay frijolitos para mí. ¿Sabes quién es? Otro mojado ha cruzado la frontera otra vez. Desde la nada hasta Calipas en la sombra estaré. Y si me buscan estos perros les daré de comer. Como la ves, 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 tú bien sabes quién es. Otro mojado ha cruzado la frontera otra vez. Desde la nada hasta Calipas en la sombra estaré. Y si me buscan estos perros les daré de comer. Como la ves, 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 tú bien sabes quién es. Otro mojado ha cruzado la frontera otra vez. Desde la nada Calipas en la sombra estaré. Y si me buscan estos perros les daré de comer. Como la ves. Como la ves. Como la ves.
Wow.
So, ¿cómo la ves, Eva?
Yeah.
Muy bien.
Eva.
Muy bien.
Yeah,
Eva has so much mezcal in her that she's like, everything's good.
Yeah, whatever. You know what happens is that Gusano, he didn't bring a caballito.
Juan.
Juan.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Y entonces no ha tomado y está celoso.
Tomé del pico a lo
solo
macho.
Los que tomamos de esta botella ya firmamos la botella, ¿eh? By the way.
Why do you call it caballito?
I haven't done that.
I have no idea. I didn't call it that.
Okay. El Valle Caballito.
Caballito is my neighborhood in Buenos Aires. I grew up in...
Oh, por eso lo llamé Caballito.
Because of my neighborhood?
Sí. Okay. Pensando en ti.
Caballito represent.
But we were talking with Quan Hick right now, like while we were listening to the song.
We talk while the music's playing. Sometimes we miss certain things, but...
I know.
Usually, that's when we say the most interesting stuff.
I know.
We should actually just sit down and be quiet and listen to the lyrics and analyze them. But instead, we spend time with our guest.
Yeah.
But that's when we are the most articulate.
I know. I know.
When we are off the air.
I know. Then we put the microphones back and then we're like,
This is true, but it's great. You were telling us about this kid in North Carolina.
Yeah, I received this video. They posted it on Facebook and... It's just a little kid, 5-6 years old, and he's rapping my song, like from beginning to end. And
it's not your nephew? Or
no, it's just a fan, and the dad listens to the song, and I guess
that's gotta feel. I mean, it's great.
You know,
that's gotta be so amazing.
But it brings back to, I think, to your lyrics, you know, that people identify with them, you know. It's about that. I think it's about, you know, any good art is when it connects with his audience,
totally.
When it connects and when you like identify and go, yeah, that's exactly how I feel. This is what I'm thinking. This is what I do. And I think this is when people really, really react, you know. And I think that's what you do. You write the way that people, you're a voice to those people, you know. You're a voice that, you know, they listen to, you know.
To the immigrant working class.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have my brother-in-law who told me once that he listened to one of the songs and he got goosebumps.
Oh, man.
Just
that's
by
cool.
listening to it, you know?
That's cool.
And then later on, some other guy came and said the same thing, you know? So, and I heard from Lil Wayne, who has a lot of money. He's great, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean,
wow.
When it comes to the business, you know, yeah. I don't know about his skills, but
yeah.
He knows his business.
Right.
He said that if you get goosebumps,
yeah,
that's a hit. You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's like, so
there you go.
Well, apparently people are been getting goosebumps everywhere. Like you have fans in Brazil and
you had two million views. On Facebook, I mean,
it hasn't been easy, but I've been
hustling.
I find the way so people can actually watch my video. You know, I get hundreds of emails. I respond to those emails. Uh-huh. You know, I wake up early in the morning and respond for an hour, 2 hours. You know, sometimes I don't realize it takes that long.
Yeah,
and
You need to hire people, man.
Yeah, but if I do that, it'll be kind of fake, you know, because it's like I'm going to respond to someone and be like, what the hell were you talking about?
Yeah,
you know what I
mean? Yeah.
And I try to keep it short, you know, but I do it, you know.
Well, let's make a test of or to those fans. We have an autographed mezcal bottle.
I know.
Quanic. And everybody here, actually, because we were actually just playing graffiti. But
yeah, playing graffiti. Right.
I didn't sign it.
Okay, you're not drinking. What's wrong with you?
I just did.
Oh, you did? Okay, okay.
Pero tomaste un traguito así de chiquito.
Then you're
fuck
part
you,
of
you, motherfucker. I was drinking from El Pico.
Then you are part of the club.
We
then.
Need to be able to measure it.
Yeah.
Because as far as I'm concerned, you just like play with the bottle.
You want to measure it?
Whoa.
People. Bring out the ruler, motherfucker.
Whoa. I was thinking.
Okay. Yeah, he's talking like a drunk guy. So that's proof enough.
I was thinking breathalyzer, and he wants a ruler.
I know.
He wants a ruler. But we heard things, so I mean.
Ves con lo que tengo que vivir todas las semanas. Por eso lo hacemos
Juan,
una vez.
We've been talking about your penis for a year, man. Juan, Paul, fucking.
Who is talking about his penis
this
again?
Is all of us.
This
for
is
a year.
Two. Season two, we
for
start from scratch.
I know.
Season two.
For a whole year, we talk about his penis. Like, for a whole year, man. 1 year.
Hey, that's because you don't want to talk about yours, because. If you want to talk about your penis, we can talk.
Let's talk about your penis.
That's a long story.
Oh,
shit.
Whoa, man.
Hey,
that was a
good
great
answer.
Response.
Good answer.
Gave birth to like three kids already, you know, so.
So obviously, yeah.
Definitely has
anyway,
a
I have a mezcal bottle right here. Yeah. Quanic, sign it. Quanic fans, if you want it.
Yeah, I know.
But it's empty.
Yeah, it's empty. I'm not going to say that.
So you're going to mail the bottle signed?
It's getting empty,
We'll
yeah.
do something.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll refill it. We'll refill it again.
The bottle. And let us know what you think.
By the way, the bottle has my DNA on the tip. Because
It's just a tip.
Just a tip.
The tip. Just a tip. Nomás la puntita. That's what all the guys said. That's
la puntita nada más.
Yeah, that's what all the guys said. Nomás la puntita.
Deberías hacer una canción que se llame Solo la punta.
Yeah.
Pero así no se dice.
La puntita nada más.
Nomás la puntita. Nomás la puntita. Nomás la puntita.
Y hay promesas.
Y así quedar embarazada luego.
Sí. ¿Qué te parece? Y la puedes hacer bilingüe. Puedes hacer así como Just the tip, nomás la puntita. No sé. Solo estoy echando ideas.
Yeah, Barry White.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, baby.
I think Eva is turned on.
No, I am not.
No más la puntita.
¿Tú qué piensas, Pedro?
No más la puntita.
Esto además puede ser muy, muy...
Tenemos al Hugh Hefner del subdesarrollo
no,
acá.
No, pero... Porque eso de nomás la puntita es un mito, además. Todo el mundo lo sabe.
Really? Yeah, really?
Nunca es realidad.
Really? La puntita, pero de atrás.
Oh.
What I love about being here, and I'm the only woman here
only
in this
woman.
Boys
yeah.
club,
yeah.
is that I get to like
but,
dig
but you're
into
some
this
women. You're
en la psicología, yeah, entonces en el psique de ustedes.
Yeah, this is the closest you've ever been to a gangbang.
No.
You see, ves lo que tengo que sufrir cada semana.
Eva is a strong woman, though. She will kick your ass. She will kick your ass, and you
she
know
it. She kicked mine a couple of times already.
Exactly, and she will, and you know it. And, you know.
I know. I know.
We love Eva. Eva, we love you.
But the problem is, I like to get my ass kicked by women.
Por cierto, okay. Que vi su película esa que me dijeron, la película número 46.
Oh, you saw it.
Movie. You saw it? No, but you saw it. Did you see it?
Yeah, that was... I'm surprised because I went
to... It's all about dick and fart jokes.
No, yeah, but I went to Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
And it only gives it like half, a quarter of a star.
Are you serious?
It's like really badly rated.
Wow.
It's a horrible movie according to the critics. But I have to say, I did laugh.
You love.
I love the homeschooling boy. That was best.
Insane.
That was
the best. Insane. I know.
What movie is this?
It's
movie 43?
School movie for movie 43, right? You seen it?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
It's movie 43.
The title is movie 43.
Yeah. And it's just insane. It's just crazy, man.
Halle Berry's boobs.
The whole thing, man.
Halle Berry is in a Mexican restaurant making guacamole with one
her
of her boobs.
Her boobs, yeah.
And she has like giant, like giant, like watermelon boobs.
Yeah, woo! Seriously. And what's his name? What's
there's
the guy?
There's a lot of really, like, you know,
there's a guy with balls.
Hugh Jackman.
There's a guy, Hugh Jackman has balls in his neck. His balls in his neck. Really.
My favorite sketch was the one about the guy who wanted to the girl who wanted to get pooped on.
Oh my god, yeah.
My favorite was definitely the homeschool boy.
Oh.
That was the best.
The whole thing.
The Hugh Hackman too. But I mean it's really funny. Okay, Chuchu's getting a kick out of this thing.
balls in your neck, you know.
There's a lot of you know. Just shoot me.
A lot of dicks.
I know, yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, A-list artists. Like, there's a lot of, like,
everybody's,
you know,
on it.
Everybody's
in it.
Hollywood is in it.
Is on it. Like,
all these amazing artists. And you're like, how do they get them to do this?
Because it's just one day shooting, you know.
I guess
one day for each.
It's not even one day for each person. I mean, each person would have spent, like, maybe half an hour doing this.
But it's crazy, man. It's
because they're, like, really short scenes.
Yeah.
So, like, you can get an A-list star. Yeah. It's, like, just for one day, come over, like, for an afternoon, just do one scene.
Just do one
scene. You know.
It's fine. If you haven't seen it, it's called Movie 43.
And it's Pedro's and Juan's favorite movie ever.
No, hell no.
It's not my favorite, but it is.
Well,
like,
we all know
crazy.
That Juan's favorite movie is
Death Proof.
Clerks.
No.
Clerks.
Death Proof.
Death Proof?
Yeah.
What? Oh, really?
No,
I thought it was Clerks.
I thought it was Clerks, too.
That's your favorite movie?
Clerks is close, but Death Proof is definitely my favorite.
I love Death Proof.
Okay, so what's your favorite movie, Quantic?
I like...
You know?
I got a few, but I got to go with Shawshank Redemption.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Man.
What?
Oh, hey.
That's a...
That's too deep.
No. I take my hat off that, man. That's an amazing movie, man. It's so deep. It gets you, like, so hard, man. It just
get
punches
busy
you.
Living or get busy dying.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What about Machete
punch.
Kills? Have anybody seen Machete Kills?
No.
I saw that, man. I laugh. Like, I never have laughed before.
I'm dying to see that.
I don't know if... Yeah. I mean, I think I was the only one laughing.
I'm a huge fan.
With the wrong Mexican.
I think Machete, the first one, was amazing. And, like, I'm dying to see the sequel.
Yeah. All right.
I love the actor. The actor is very
Eva, what do you like?
Danny Trejo.
Amelie? What's your favorite
one? Yeah, I'm more like, you know...
Soft and beautiful.
I would say Star Pink Wars. Floyd the Wall.
Ooh.
It's my favorite movie of all time.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
But,
I'm cool with that. Yeah,
what
Chucho. Chucho, you're a movie enthusiast. You're a producer.
Like
you're a director.
Favorite movie, I have a favorite directors.
Okay, go for it. Let's do it.
Stanley Kubrick.
No.
Eugenio Derbez.
Yeah. Bim Benders.
Bim Benders.
I love
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
No, actually, no.
No, sabes quién? Lars.
Lars von Trier.
Really
No, no. Please tell us more.
No, but like one of my favorite directors is Tom Taika, the German director from like Run Lola Run.
Oh. Okay.
Everybody likes that one.
All right. Okay.
The Princess and the Warrior is another film from him. Like,
All right.
One, I don't know, like so many.
No,
like
You only get to pick one.
Oh, man.
That was great.
I know. Man, we go places. I mean, this show,
every
right?
Time.
I mean, we're so happy to have you here, Quanek. But, you
know,
we go places.
We go in any direction we want.
Hey,
we go
great, nice, man. I love movies.
Yeah.
You know, I like independent movies. You
of
know?
Course. Yeah, man. Yeah.
I've actually told Jesus a few movies, man. Like 13 Samadhi, is it? That's a great movie. If you guys haven't seen that, it's great.
Nope.
13 what?
Samadhi, right?
Yeah, Samadhi. Okay.
I think it's French.
Ooh. Oh. So. Samedi.
Ooh la la.
Samedi? Oh. Samedi? I don't know, man. Ooh la la. If it's French, I guess c'est that's magnifique. How you pronounce it.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's great. So
nice.
Beautiful, beautiful. Really great French movie director is Sebastian Noé. Actually, he's Argentinian.
You
right?
only get one. You only get one.
Eva.
No, no.
Let us speak, man. Let us
Gaspar Noé. Yeah. Gaspar Noé is actually he's French, but his father is a famous Argentinian artist. Wow. Okay. I'm a huge fan of Gaspar Noé.
Yeah, I like.
Porque es Argentina. Yeah.
No, no, no. Yeah. Because Irreversible is one of the best movies I ever seen in my life.
Yeah, exactly.
It blows my mind.
Yeah, Irreversible. The What is the other the one with the
Solo contra todos?
And the other one with the butch.
Enter the Void.
Enter the Void.
It's that one you have to be drugged up.
Yeah.
Todos contra todos.
Yo contra todos.
Enter the Void. It's like
I know it sounds.
This
like
is the, let's not talk about your pornographic movies, all right?
No, no. Enter the Void is about doing DMT, which is like one of the strongest.
Sure, sure, drugs. Yeah. Okay.
Stop
so
censoring me. Why do I have to have my mother in the show?
Yeah, let me take the microphone away.
Why do we have to have my mother in this show?
She will censor me. I don't want. She will.
Take the microphone away from him.
She's always censoring me. Whatever I say, it's like wait.
Sí, sí, pues ya.
Of course.
And actually, he showed Delicatessen, right?
Huh? Ooh, it's amazing. I love Delicatessen. Of course.
Gaspar Noé was on it?
I love Delicatessen.
He's the filmmaker from Delicatessen.
No, he's not the director.
Who also did...
No, Delicatessen is the guy from Amelie. And the City of Lost
Children. City of Lost Children. Yeah. Oh, man, right. So good.
You are totally right.
Yeah, so good. So
Gaspar Noé did Solo Contra Todos and Irreversible and
Bueno, ya Chucho y Juan se pueden ir a tener su
go do your thing, man. Just a little menage a trois, whatever.
Juanic y nosotros nos vamos a quedar aquí a oír más música. Ha sido genial. Ha sido genial tenerte aquí.
Is this the last song of the show?
Yeah.
Are we saying goodbye?
Sí, es hora
de irnos. We've been around. It's we're at 70 minutes. 70 minutes.
Right? Oh wow. Okay.
And you know, show is good when we go over the time. We just go over. And we're like, we don't even care. We're like,
yeah, I remember that.
Blame the mezcal for it.
Totally. We blame Quanic, man. Let's blame this guy.
I blame it on Quanic porque se queda aquí y nos escucha.
Okay, we're having a
good time. No sabe escuchar muy bien.
Se la aguantó, se la aguantó.
Yeah.
Se la aguantó bien aguantada.
No, pero ¿sabes por qué? Porque no tomo mezcal. La próxima vez tengo que asegurarme de tener un vasito aquí.
Yeah.
Ah, no, pues aquí tienes
vaso. ¿Cómo que no? You don't even know, man. You've been...
Como tres.
I know, you've been... You know, you
okay,
don't,
never mind.
Anyway, okay. Let's do this.
What are we going to listen to now?
Yeah. ¿Qué pasa?
Well, this is the song from my video, Por Ser Mexicano.
Okay, and before, let's say goodbye and see you guys next week.
What?
This was Flea Market Find Season 2, Episode 2.
Okay. Woo.
My name is DJ Juan Data. We have
Pedro.
Eva.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And our guest.
Quanic.
Hey, and find me on Facebook and
totally.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Quanic with a K.
Quanic with a K.
Quanic with a K, man.
Vimeo.
Totally.
With a K.
Yeah. Oh, Vimeo, yeah. So just find me on Google.
Okay. And we're going to post your links and stuff.
This is our Halloween special.
And I dare you. Yeah. I dare you to not be singing this song that we're gonna hear next for the next three days.
All right.
Like, it's you catchy. Just stay there. Here we go.
Okay, let's go. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
See you guys next week.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Woo! Se hace del rogar, se hace del rogar.
No, se hace del rogar.
Es que no quiere.
Por ser mexicano. Por ser mexicano, me paran porque estoy rapado, me buscan porque soy mojado, no hay pedo, estoy acostumbrado, me critican por ser mexicano, me paran porque estoy rapado, me buscan porque soy mojado, no hay pedo, estoy acostumbrado. Segundos pasan como días, años pasan enseguida, siempre ocultado bajo sombra, hay que dejar salir el sol ahora, mi momento estará planeado, pasa el tiempo pero no en vano, la paciencia es lo que me ha guiado, con la cara en alto caminando, me critico
critican por ser mexicano. Me paran porque estoy rapado. Me buscan porque soy mojado. No hay pedo, estoy acostumbrado. No hay paz, así son ya mis días. Son momentos que siento en la vida. Me relajo, cierro los ojos. Voy a alejarme lejos de estar solo. Dejaré que mi mente se escape. Como un cuervo, volar entre los aires. Me elevo, encuentro un escape. Estoy platicando con Tintán y Pedro Infante. Me critican por ser mexicano. Me paran porque estoy rapado. Me buscan porque soy mojado. No hay pedo, estoy acostumbrado. Me critican por ser mexicano. Con el tiempo estoy ya creciendo. Las ideas las miro en el viento. Es momento, mi momento. Acumulado por mucho tiempo, el cual he llegado derechito a la victoria. El UWBO, campeón de esta pinche zona. He soñado, realizado, déjà vu por lo que estoy logrando. Con un sueño bien trabajado, derechito al escenario. No importa lo que hagan, siempre he estado enfocado. Ilegal o no, siempre ganando. Dólares son dados, me vale madre. Chinga tu madre, haz lo que quieras, hago desmadre. Tantos años es el coraje, el fuego crece de mis ojos, sale. No habrá barreras que me impida tomar lo que quiero. Cruzando de ilegal, era el primer motherfucking reto. Libre vuelo, como cuervo, ojos sangran, no son recuerdos. Meta veo, no parpadeo, es el deseo, imaginando veo. Lo que no tengo lo he conseguido, poco a poco llego. Orgullo mexicano y con muchos pinches huevos. Me critican por ser mexicano. Me paran porque estoy rapado. Me buscan porque soy mojado. No hay pedo, estoy acostumbrado. Me critican por ser mexicano. Me paran porque estoy rapado. Me buscan porque soy mojado. No hay pedo, estoy acostumbrado. Me critican por ser mexicano. Ser mexicano, me paran porque estoy rapado, me buscan porque soy mojado, no hay pedo, estoy acostumbrado, me critican por ser mexicano.